Good morning. This is May 17th, 2020. And this morning, the title of our sermon is, Isn't It Time for You to Hit the Rewind Button? Our scripture today comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, which is in you by putting on of my hands.
Have you ever been in bed and felt as if you had a tape recorder running a never-ending recording in your mind? Or instead of a repeating message, you have the same dream over and over again? You know, if that dream is frightening, you may really hope that you're allowed to skip that dream and please just let me sleep. You know, if you've ever watched the movie Groundhog Day, where Bill Murray has the same reoccurring day, you know exactly what I mean. He just couldn't move out of that same day's events. The same day just kept coming back to him like a never-ending nightmare. Those type of messages and dreams can be extremely nerve-wracking. However, there is a flip side to this, and we should always consider that hopeful, bright side. Those times when you have the experience of being delivered and rescued by the power of God. You know, I'm talking about those moments when your situation looks completely hopeless, but suddenly God's amazing grace intervenes and your situation is miraculously changed. Can you think of moments like this in your past?
I remember once when traveling on an icy road just north of the town of Hudson. I came up to an intersection and tried to stop. But I'd been driving just a little bit too fast. I tried to stop, but just couldn't. I pushed on the brake with all my might, but I just kept sliding towards that intersection. A semi was coming from my left side. If I couldn't stop, that would be the end of me and my passenger. But just at the last second, my car stopped and the semi went whizzing by us. We missed death by inches. It's amazing that when we are confronted with a new career challenge, a severe medical diagnosis, trouble with one's marriage or children, or just a frightening event, that we often fail to remember God's faithfulness in the past. Our perspective gets blurry because of the problems we are currently facing, and we forget that we have gone through similar or worse circumstances before. The looming mountain of problems before us looks so big that we momentarily fail to remember all the other mountains we have already faced and overcome with the help of God.
When Paul wrote his second letter to Timothy, the younger man was facing the biggest mountain of his life when Nero had become the emperor of the Roman Empire. Because of Nero's tyrannical rule, believers were being persecuted and were even dying for their faith. In the midst of all this panic, Timothy was tempted to fear for his life and for his future. You know, he must have wondered, is God going to be faithful to me in this terrible hour? So we have in 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, 5th verse, Apostle Paul telling Timothy, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and then in your mother Eunice, I am persuaded that it is in you also. Paul wanted to remind Timothy about something very important. That very important thing is God's faithfulness. And God's faithfulness was a part of Timothy's family heritage. His grandmother and his mother trusted the Lord, and the Lord had never failed them or let them down. Because Timothy was dealing with great stress and difficulty, Paul took the opportunity to remind Timothy that just as God had never failed his grandmother or his mother, neither would he abandon Timothy in his difficult hour.
Then Paul told him, I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. I want you to particularly focus on the phrase, I put you in remembrance. It is taken from the Greek word anamnesko, a compound of the words again, or to repeat something. The second part of the word, mnesko, means to be reminded of something, such as memories. When these two words are joined together, as in this verse, it means to regather or to recollect memories. The little prefix, ana, carries the idea of replaying these memories over and over again in your mind. The way you would hit the rewind button on your video player so you can back up and watch one part of a movie over and over again. This means there are some memories we should never forget. For example, we should constantly hit the rewind button in our minds and replay the times that God has been faithful to us in the past, delivering us, healing us, and rescuing us time and time again. We should replay those scenes in our minds until we never forget his faithfulness to us. One could translate 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 in the following way. I am putting you in memory of all these things, so that by your remembering them, you might stir up the gift of God that is in you.
And this is a wonderful lesson to learn, isn't it? Oftentimes when we hit a rewind button, we rewind the bad times, when things didn't go well and we're fearful that they're not going to go well again. And so we hit this fear button again and again, instead of God's faithfulness in our lives, in the times when we remained faithful to God. So it was imperative that Paul remind Timothy, and through Timothy, he reminds us to take our eyes off of these times of trouble, of any present crisis, and to remember God's delivering and rescuing power that we had in the past and that we have now. If we really looked in our past, in the positive past, we would find that we have faced other moments, perhaps even more severe than the one we are facing right now. And God never failed us or let us down. In fact, he delivered us and he turned those situations around. You know, don't ever forget what God has already done for you. For those memories will stir you up and will encourage you to face your present dilemma with faith. Just as God has always been faithful to you in the past, he will remain faithful to you right now. So let us remember these 8 items. 1, God has kept you from the pandemic. 2, God has healed you. 3, God has delivered you. 4, God has saved you. 5, God has guided and directed you. 6, God has brought you through difficult trials. 7, God has provided for you during hard financial times. And 8, God has protected you from the snare of the enemy. Those are things we don't want to forget. Those are the rewind buttons we want to remember to push. So the next time the devil tells you that there's no way you're going to survive what you're facing, take the time to get alone with the Lord. Then hit the rewind button and ask the Holy Spirit to help you regather and recollect all of those past events when God came through for you. As you replay those memories over and over in your mind, your faith will rise to a new level of confidence. You'll be able to look your problems right in the face and say, God's record with me has always been faithfulness, and I know he will be faithful to me now as well. Amen.